the war's toll for the 7 days through April 4th, 2006. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers who were killed, whose names were released in the past 7 days. These soldiers were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. I'll also be reading the names of Iraqi civilians, all of who were killed on March 23rd, 2003. But first, the numbers. As of the end of the day, April 4th, 2006, 2,551 U.S. and coalition soldiers have been killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,343 are U.S. soldiers. In the past week, 18 U.S. and coalition soldiers were killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 355 coalition soldiers have been killed since the invasion, October 2001. 284 of those are U.S. soldiers. Two coalition soldiers were reported killed in the past week. Back to Iraq, the official total of Iraqi civilian deaths since the invasion, March 2003, stands at 37,943, according to IraqBodyCount.org. Other estimates by organizations and agencies inside and outside Iraq put the number at approaching 200,000 Iraqi civilian deaths. In the past week, at least 237 Iraqis have been killed, bringing the total in March to 1,094, and so far in April of 2006, 150 Iraqi civilians. And now I will read the names first of Iraqi civilians killed on the 23rd of March, 2003. These are some, just some of the Iraqi civilians killed on that date. Ahmed Muhammad Jawad, 19-year-old man. Ahmed Ali Hassan, 20-year-old man. Agel Gabar Khayef, 65-year-old man. Afrah Hashim, 11-year-old girl. Abrakata Abdwe, 70-year-old man. Abed Jader Alwan, 35-year-old man. Abed Al-Hassian Jabbar Wadi, 55-year-old man. Abed Al-Arhim Abed Ali Ashur, 28-year-old man. Abed Al-Wad Gaber Shabbat, 49-year-old man. Abed Al-Rahman Humsa Suman, 14-year-old boy. And now, U.S. and coalition soldiers killed in Afghanistan, whose names were released in the past week. On the 29th of March, John Thomas Stone, 52 years old, Army National Guard, Tunbridge, Norwich, Vermont. Also on the 29th of March, Robert Kostal, 22 years old, Canadian Army, Thunder Bay, Ontario. And now U.S. and coalition soldiers killed in Iraq whose names were released in the past week. The 28th of March, Robert Hernandez, 47 years old, U.S. Army Reserve, Silver Spring, Maryland. Also on the 28th of March, Sean D. Tharp, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Orlando, Florida. And also on the 28th of March, Michael D. Rowe, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Newport Richey, Florida. On the 30th of March, Walter M. Moss, Jr., 37 years old, U.S. Air Force, Houston, Texas. Also on the 30th of March, Joseph J. Duenas, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Mesa, Arizona. On the 31st of March, Jacob Beisel, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Lackawaxen, Pennsylvania. On the 1st of April, Daryl Clay, 34 years old, U.S. Army, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Also on the 1st of April, Timothy J. Moshier, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Del Mar, New York. Also on the 1st of April, Michael Hartwick, U.S. Army, Oreck, Missouri. On the 2nd of April, Scott Procopio, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Saugus, Massachusetts. Also on the 2nd of April, Giovanni Padilla Alemán, 20 years old, U.S. Navy, Southgate, California. Also on the 2nd of April, Brian St. Germain, 22 years old, U.S. Marine, West Warwick, Rhode Island. Also on the 2nd of April, Patrick J. Gallagher, 27 years old, U.S. Marine, Fairhaven, Massachusetts. And also on the 2nd of April, Jeremy W. Ellie, 19 years old, U.S. Army, Richmond, Virginia. This has been The War's Toll for the 7 days through the 4th of April, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. As always, our hearts go out to all of the fallen, their loved ones, families, in all countries.